For Protagoras, who was one of them, daring to say, "I know of no gods," not traveling the world to announce it, but in just one city, was in serious danger for his life. And Diagoras the Milesian, and Theodorus, who were known as atheists, even though they had friends, and the type of influence that comes from being eloquent, and were admired for their philosophical beliefs, yet none of these things helped them. And the great Socrates, who was the most philosophical among them, drank hemlock for this reason, because in his talks about the gods he was suspected of deviating slightly from the norm. If the mere suspicion of change brought such great danger upon philosophers and wise men, and those who had obtained limitless popularity, and if they were not only incapable of doing what they wanted, but were also banished from their life and country, how can you not be in awe and astonishment when you see that the fisherman has had such an impact on the world and achieved his goals, has conquered all, both barbarians and Greeks?